last week, rather, you played fullback. You know, how different was that? You know, do you think you're going to be?
It's a different world. Yeah, it's a different world, you know, going from defense to the offensive side. I'd much rather be the guy tackling people instead of hitting and blocking people. But it's fun. You know, I'll do whatever they ask me to do. You know, fullback. Running back, it doesn't matter. I'll do whatever is necessary for the team. But it's fun, you know. It's fun, you know, being dynamic and versatile. So, you know, it adds a little more value to my game, and I'm enjoying it.
What was your reaction the first time they asked you to say, "Hey, can you want to go play running back, fullback?" I'm like,
"Ah." I wasn't used to it because I'm normally the guy hitting fullbacks, you know, taking on the ISO blocks. But doing it definitely puts a new perspective on it, and it's fun though. You know, I'm a physical player. I like being you know, physical and hitting people. So you know, maybe it's something new. I can maybe break open a little bit more.
On the touchdown, I don't think there's any more Jack than you coming out the field, was there?
Yeah, being in that huddle was something special. You know, I didn't know that there was so much vocalization and talk going on. You know, Kirk is really the captain of the huddle, and seeing that was extremely cool. And, you know, he had me fired up saying we need to get in, it's a must get in, and we did. So I'll go to war with that guy any day.
You make your payday on special teams. The Panthers have actually been one of the few teams that have given up a couple of extra punt returns. Mm-hmm. How important is it to maybe get Jamison maybe a chance at a lane or something in special teams, especially on Monday night when you're going to probably need a big play from somewhere?
It's very important. We're trying to send my boy Jamison to Orlando, so getting him another one I think will solidify his spot. You know, and that's one of the three phases that are just as important as offense and defense. You know, special teams kind of gets pushed to the side, but if you can win on offense or defense and special teams, two out of three, you have more of a chance to win the game.
Weather could be very cold. What do you do differently? I mean, I know everybody's got to play in the same weather, but what do you do differently when it's going to be that cold?
I don't do anything different. I actually like it. You know, when their elements are involved, the mental capacity comes into it. So it's not more enough physical, but more mental. So guys are thinking about the elements. You can kind of take advantage of them because in your mind, you're fine. You know, it's football, and it's football weather. You know, you got to play in rain, snow, sunshine, heat. It doesn't matter. So you just go out there and play football and do your job. Everybody else can think about the elements.
Skin or sleeves?
I've actually moved to sleeves, but not warm sleeves. Just something to cover them up. I don't know why. I've done it the last 2 weeks and played pretty well, so I want to keep the sleeves. Not warm though. Just normal kind of not thermal, but normal sleeves.
Has the skin camp given you any hard time about that?
Yes, they have. They let me know that you know, I'm not the toughest player anymore wearing sleeves, but I don't care. I'm playing well right now, so they can say whatever they want.
Comps that abolish sleeves.
Yeah, that's more a weight room gig than in the football field in negative weather. So Comp can say all he wants when he's on the sideline in a huge coat. So.